Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we are reading from Proverbs 31 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And ladies, hallelujah to God. Amen. This is a treat for each and every one of us. Amen. I am praying that the Lord will touch you and that you will see your value and your worth. And I am including myself in that speech that I'm giving even right now, because I know that I have not been able to see my value and my worth in so many ways. Amen. But the Lord is faithful and he will show us that we haven't been able to see ourselves, amen, because he has fashioned us, amen, as priceless jewels. Glory to God, amen. And we ought to walk as priceless jewels. We ought to feel like priceless jewels, and we ought to demand that others treat us like priceless jewels. And I don't mean being disrespectful or even being arrogant, but we ought to carry ourselves, amen, like the people of God, amen. The Lord, he did wondrous things for us and continues to do wondrous things for us, and he is gracious and he is true. Amen. And he says, he calls us his beloved. Glory to God. To be the beloved of the God of the universe is no small thing. Amen. So we are precious in the sight of the Lord. Amen. He said that we were fearfully and wonderfully made by him. Another word that lets us know how precious we are. But amen, let's pray, amen, and let's get into the word. And I'm asking the Lord to move in each and every one of your lives, amen, so that we can all see who we are in the eyes of God, amen, that he might open our eyes and our ears, that we see who we are in his eyes, not according to what other people have said. Other people say foolish things to us. They say things that are not true, and many of us believe the words that we have heard because someone that we trusted said it to us. But it does not mean that it was true. Many of the things that people that we have trusted in our lives have said have not been true at all. But because they felt badly about themselves, and then they put that upon us. And that we became a reflection of how they felt about themselves. So they poured negativity into us. But the Spirit of the Lord, amen, is here to heal. He's here to deliver. He is here to uplift. He is here, amen, to bring forth salvation with his mighty hand and show us that we are priceless jewels in his sight. Amen. We're reading again from Proverbs 31 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life, health, and for strength. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for helping us and for healing us, for moving us forward and not back. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name even right now, Lord God, and we ask you to move in the midst of us, Lord. Open our eyes that we see and our ears that we hear, Lord God, so that we can acknowledge, Lord God, in the depths of our spirits, Lord God, that we are valued and we are worth. We are a precious jewel of great worth in your Father, in the name of Jesus. Move us right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. I won't be before you very long, as it's true on most Fridays. Amen. The end of your work week. Amen. And I hope that you have gotten up this morning and have already talked to the Lord and will continue through the day talking to him about what it is to be a virtuous woman. Amen. The definition of that virtuous is interesting in the Word of God. Amen. It actually is a masculine noun that means the same as the noun mighty man of valor. So it means the same. Who can find a virtuous wife, the word refers to. Glory to God. But let's go from the top. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just bless the Lord. Amen. 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 Proverbs 31. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless, all who are appointed to death. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Amen. I want you to know something, ladies. Your worth had to be far above rubies before you even became a wife. Amen. He had to find you in that state for you to be a virtuous wife. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go back to verse 10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. For her profit, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is of fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you exceed them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs, the 31st chapter, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord rise up in you and show you great and mighty things that you have not seen. I pray that you call on his name until the foundation of your life shakes, and he show you your value and your worth. And I pray that for myself as well, because we should know, amen, how precious we are in the sight of God. Amen. He wants us to know that. He wants us to know that, and he wants to give us people to surround us, amen, that will even encourage that and help us to grow in our gifts, in our talents, and in our abilities, because he made us to be excellent. He made us to be women of worth, women, amen, who are empowered and who continue on to empower the next generation. We're not supposed to be going forth with negativity. Amen. That came from the devil. Those works are from the enemy. But the God that we serve is a God of excellence, a God of truth, and he is faithful. Amen, to do precisely what he said he would do in your life. Amen, woman of God, God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. In Jesus' name, I hope and I pray that you will continue with me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.